This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're coming back for hour number three, and I'm going to play a couple of different clips here and bring up different issues. The first one that I want to do is I'm just going to back it up a couple of minutes here with the clip I just played here with Josh Bernstein, and we'll hear his comments here.
Probably in that facility, according to what Project Veritas has learned, between the ages of 7 and 17, males, 600 unaccompanied juveniles. As you can see, we're on the corner of South International and Rio Grande Street, just south of Donna, Texas, north of the Mexican border. We were just there at the bridge. We really appreciate the brave insider who worked with us on this story. The public has the right to know that we're going to create an army of whistleblowers and insiders. You can reach out to us at Veritas Tips, that's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips, at protonmail.com. Some extraordinary images here. The security guard is telling us to leave. Yes. He's so pissed. They know we're here, ladies and gentlemen. So, there it is, folks. You saw it with your own eyes. You heard it with your own ears. And the bottom line is, this is what the media is trying to hide. They're not interested in covering this stuff. They want to say that everything's fine, that there is no border crisis. We do have a crisis in this country, and it's not just at the border. It's in the stolen White House. That's where the problem lies, folks. That's where the problem lies. Okay? And if this administration refuses to act on the border, guess what? We will. That's right. We will have ex-military. We will have patriots down there. We will have 3%ers. We will have militia members. We will do whatever we can to secure our nation from the incoming illegal alien threat that is coming in across our southern borders. So if Border Patrol, who worked their ass off, but now have their hands tied behind their backs, unfortunately, and of course ICE, which is being demonized on a daily basis, if they are not allowed to do their job, trust me, armed, patriotic Americans will be down at the border as we've done in the past, and we will secure our border. That is not a threat. That is a promise. Those are my thoughts. What are yours?
Now, Josh, one of the things I saw is that apparently all the materials to build the wall were actually purchased already. But yet they stopped doing the building. Now, to be honest with you, the contractors now should be recontracted by the states like Arizona, Texas, etc. All these bordering states should actually recontract those contractors to finish building the wall. Because then when you have smaller numbers of points of entry, you can control this. We should also send down our military to these Central American countries and speak to the media down there and say, look, do not make this giant track. You know, first off, they need to clean up the problem in those countries because we allow it because the drug cartels are paying their percentage to drug cartels to the American deep state. The deep state inside the United States, the CIA and NSA and so on, makes, I know this as it may shock people, $2 trillion a year. For the drug cartels in Central America, South America, the Golden Triangle in Asia, where they bring in heroin from Afghanistan and so on in these other areas, people don't understand that this trillions of dollars has polluted our political system and our people, we call the drug cartels. And there's alliances between the deep state and these drug cartels. They're not by themselves. They're connected to us. And what people don't understand that, they wonder, why didn't we fix the problem? I said, well, the reason why we leave these states in such a mess like Nicaragua, etc., is because we do it on purpose because the drug cartels are the boss down there. For example, we don't just have one government, say in Mexico, the Mexican government or Nicaraguan or El Salvador, we have a drug cartel government and they have very high caliber weapons as well.
Yes.
Now, we tolerate that, but yet we've poured in tons of money, and the money is not being properly tracked. If we went down there to build schools and internet and roadways and give people farm equipment and to kill with a flash bomb type of thing, the drug cartels, guess what? These people would be happy as anything. They'd be happy, like the old story, happy as a pig in shit.
Yep.
They'd stay down in their own country and say, oh my gosh, I got a nice meal, my family got a nice home, I can grow my food, it's safe for my kids to go to school, they can get the internet, they're learning to go do this and that, and actually, eventually maybe they can actually, maybe they won't become a citizen, but maybe they can go to college, let's say, in the United States or Canada or Western nation. You know, you have to understand that if you give people a future, if you give them hope, if you give them, they don't need to come here, they're coming here because we already have the corporations in America benefit from making other parts of the world hopeless.
Yes.
And now, we don't face that. And then, by the way, Trump started to fix that to a great extent. He made deals with Mexico and with these other countries, but it wasn't completed. He needed two terms. Now, what Obama was trying to dissemble the country. This third term, which was stolen by Biden,
yes,
and Kamala Harris, is basically the third term of Barack Obama. And globalists.
Yes.
You remember Zbigniew Brzezinski that wrote the book, The Grand Chessboard. The chessboard by the globalists is the Grand Reset by these Satanists to destroy America, because you can't have a new world order if you have a God-fearing, autonomous America that can defend itself from weapons like chemical, biological, nuclear from China or other countries, and that can influence for positive, proper elections in these other countries so our CIA is not influencing elections using voter fraud.
Yes.
So, you know, I want people to kind of grasp that. Now, let me look at the next clip I think we have here from Josh here. This one here is, let's see if we saw this one here.
Yep.
No, versus real images, videos, okay. Former virologist. This is one that he mentioned here. I think it's worthwhile looking at this one because it kind of explains a few things here. The Gates virologist.
Yes.
And when you understand this, you'll start to see, oops.
I just wanted to mention briefly, I've had several reservations about Brzezinski over past decades, but continue.
Brzezinski, tell us what you're saying.
Well, basically, some of his concepts, I think, are rather... ill-founded, but I'd have to go into greater depth about it.
Well, I'll be much more, I'll crystallize it. He's a Satanist who believes in mass control of the human race. Instead of human autonomy, where more and more young people and more of our brains are being used, we have IQs. So the average person has an IQ that we might consider superhuman in the future. And people live centuries. No, they want to reduce the health and the IQ of the population. And they don't want people living centuries to pay off their debts and their homes within, say, the first part of their lifespan, and then volunteer or take their 12th PhD and start mountain climbing at 150 or playing tennis or whatever with their great-great-grandchildren. They don't want that. They don't want a world where it's safe and where the ecology is safe from human beings, because we use safer technology and we don't pollute, because that's very doable. I mean, I know how to actually do non-polluting technology. And by the way, some of the best non-polluting is things like coal and coal-fired generators and oil properly used with proper ignition systems.
Yeah.
I saw the coal coming out of, for example, Wyoming, which is very little sulfur coal. And in Colorado, the only thing coming out of the top of those smokestacks is water vapor. There was no pollution at all. No nitric oxide, no heavy metals, no ash, nothing.
Yeah.
So when people try to say it's really dangerous and you're making carbon, I said, you need to go to hell. I'm a scientist, was a fraternity member of Greenpeace over 50 years ago. You're full of shit.
Yeah.
The fact is, if you don't want to, you don't put pollution out in the ocean that kills a benthic layer of the ocean, the phytoplankton, that lowers oxygen concentration, because 80% of the oxygen is made by the benthic layer oceans in the top 10 meters.
Yeah.
not the forests, but the oceans.
No, that's true.
And don't pollute the upper atmosphere that can allow gamma rays to come in, or have nuclear reactors that are outgassing toxic radiation. A lot of these old-moded nuclear reactors need to be shut down and replaced with what's called fusion reactors. So we take helium-3 from the moon, we cause a fusion reactor, and you can store it as plasma and distribute it by plasma lines across the country. They're also not only EMP-proof, but they also can distribute data along those same lines that are hollow, hypermagnetic lines. You can distribute zettabytes of data, so you can, instead of having internet, in the sky and have it on the ground, right? And there also be barriers that would be resistant to weather problems or extreme storms.
Yes.
So
now, earlier, Dr. Deagle, when you were mentioning only the water vapor is emitted from these stacks because you have such good brushes or something, a similar term, to purify the...
Exactly, filtration systems, yeah.
Yeah, but ironically, water vapor absorbs more heat than carbon dioxide, and...
yeah, well, that's not, it's all over the LBS, these guys are saying this. Let me play a little of this Gates one, because this one with Josh is a good example of disinformation.
Yeah, 14% of the 40,000 injuries that have already been... Well, not everybody is too happy about that. Actually, the immunity, the virus, as the vaccine enters your body has to get. These vaccines only stimulate artificially induced antigen-specific antibodies and not natural killer cells needed to neutralize effectively.
Need a powerful
antibiotic
with daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Yeah, we're gonna go back and play this here. I think it's worthwhile. This little one, it kind of summarizes what the disease is and how people get sick. So, John, then I want to make comments after we get
this
going.
So, after when you've had, like, say, pneumonia, or you have an infection, say, in your hand, you have a deep cut that's getting all pussy, it's the macrophages that are doing that work. There's two types of macrophages, and interestingly enough, they're called macrophage type 1 and type 2. Macrophage type 1 is when you initially get an infection, when you start to get sick. Your body calls a bunch of macrophage type 1s to that infection, to that pathogen, and the macrophage type 1 starts to release cytokines, because that's what they're supposed to do. The cytokines are pro-inflammatory, they cause a fever, they call in a bunch like natural killer cells, so that macrophage type 1, that's what you want them to do, is they start, they're there to fight off the infection. But as the infection starts to resolve and starts to go away, the macrophage type 2s come in, and they're like the firemen. They come into the fire hydrant and they put water on all of those hot cytokines to calm down that whole inflammatory process, and then they start to clean up the cellular debris and the mess. So the type 1 macrophages increase cytokines, which is what you want early in an infection, and type 2 macrophages come in kind of after the fact and kind of calm things down. Well, what this antibody does to the type 2 macrophages is it kills them. The FAC fragment of that antibody attaches to specifically to receptors on type 2 macrophages, so the firemen never show up. And the cytokine storm goes on and on and on, and can the fire...
So there's no off switch.
There's no off switch. So that's where I come up with this expression saying that there's an on switch but no off switch. And that's how the cytokine storm happens, because we kill off that antibody that's supposed to protect you, attaches to the M2 macrophages and makes them inactivate them. They can't migrate into the area where they need to be. And so the M1 macrophages continue to create cytokines. Storm, fever.
And they all know this. It's in the literature. It's not just...
So what do you think of that, John? You can see it on the picture here. If you're looking at it, by the way, you're there watching or listening live, you can go to the Periscope on Deagle Network, and you can see the actual pictures, or you can look at it afterward on BitChute or over on Brighteon. You'll see these pictures right there with the actual chart that shows the M1 type and the M2 type and so on.
Yeah.
So you can actually see these. So your comment, John, I'm going to leave this picture up for a minute while we'll continue playing this clip in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, you have to understand that by the time I was enrolled in the upper division of my university, DNA was in the process of being discovered as well as an RNA. And by the time I was teaching life science or biological science courses at the secondary level, I would even have students make models of the double helix of the...
I know you're making excuses for why you don't understand this, but look, you have the kind of mind like I do, that even if you're not trained in a specific area, you can ask good questions. What you just heard her say is when they designed these, they knew it would suppress the ability to bring firemen in to turn off the inflammation.
Yes.
Permanently. And without getting really fancy, you can see the picture up here. This is kind of insane. It's like, okay, now that means that's the reason why Fauci is saying it doesn't stop the carrier state, which because without the MH2 type macrophages that kill off the virus with superoxide radical, you can carry the virus in you even if you're, quote, subclinical or you are clinical, but you can infect someone else because you're not killing it off. The virus is still there. It's not, you've got the alarm phase going on, but you're not killing it. And what people need to start grasping here is these crazy bastards did this primarily because when you increase inflammation, you also shut down a number of cells throughout the body because you affect brain cells, you affect sperm production and ova production of eggs, you affect cells that recycle and heal your liver, your kidneys, and other organs. When you cause chronic inflammation, you interfere with normal, what's called organ remyelination, regeneration, and so on, because every night when you go to sleep, you go into parasympathetic dominance, and your stem cells come out, and you rebuild your organs. That's why I have a number of, and we call life extension nutraceuticals, royal jelly of the Indian meat to bring the minerals into your nucleoplasm, microdose growth hormone, red deer velvet DR, which is a mimetic molecules when you have a placenta, and when you actually take these along with things like epigenetic frequency therapy, like the Sonic Life Machine or Lumen Photon, which I'm working on now, we were able to get through the Lumen pads. I'm actually pretty close to having it completed. We have a little laptop, and you can have it on your iPad or your computer, and you can actually take that Lumen pad on your body and actually put frequencies through to stimulate your DNA, to stimulate detoxification and healing. The problem you see is when you have toxic frequency out there, whether it's 5 or 6G, which is co-toxic with these aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, toxic sweeteners, and things like pegylated ethylene glycol, which is now in so many building materials, but also now as in the 50s or 60s, 2% of the population was sensitized. Now it's over 70%. And almost all these vaccines have PEG in them because the PEG makes the antigens much more likely to be immunogenic. They actually wrap the mRNA microRNA actually in pegylated ethylene glycol so it can enter the cell. That's what they do. They wrap it in that so it can get through the cell wall.
Yep.
So what people need to start understanding here, you're going to have some major catastrophes. Now, when we start having a major surge and people are starting to get sick, say, in the fall or next year, they'll try to say, whether it's Biden or Trump, if Trump comes back, that it's caused by an emergence of new strains, which is bullshit. It's caused by the emergence of mitochondrial dysfunction, which I can treat with my rescue kit, and perhaps with the EduCap, which basically tells your body how to build T and B cell immunity, which prevents the virus from spreading, and the virus spread, which has caused a recall phenomena that causes a massive release of cytokines, because that's what it is. It's like having an alarm phase where, you know, it's like, how can I say this? It's like the alarm phase is on, like you go into a building and the fire alarm goes, it's ringing so loud you're losing your hearing, right? Well, that, not only that, let's say you had fire retardant being released, and let's say it's not just water, but fire retardant, which is kind of toxic as hell. It's now releasing fire retardant to all the books and toys and everything in the school. So now everything is covered in fire retardant, okay?
Yep.
Which is really toxic stuff, okay?
Yeah.
That's what's happening here. Does that make sense?
Yes, and unfortunately, because most people are not going to have access to the EduCap or your first line.
Everybody can get access to the first line defense kit, but also we have the. You take the first line kit plus some rescue things. Like, if I just mention the top two or three units, Inflamex, Power C Plus capsules or crystals, and cell defense capsule or the use of Kirkland Gold. And then we want to get rid of free radicals. We have ultrathiamine B1, H2plex, carnosine D-link, alnitrotrala for getting rid of a single radical, hydroperoxy radical you get rid of with cell detox glutathione, selenium cruciferate, and then for nitroperoxy we have the tocotrienols and tocopherols. President and Gamma A Plus. So there's no excuse for people suffering. I take all those. In fact, I have a little bag of supplements I took today that I finished off just here shortly a while ago. It takes a while to get them all in. So I take a lot. I mean, I take probably about, 85 at least twice a day.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. These products you have are wonderful, and I wish everyone in America.
Even if they only took the basic ones. If they took, like, say, Power C Plus and, say, Inflamex, a lot of the things that could happen to people that are taking these vaccines would not happen.
Yeah.
Just those
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News. On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect was born in Syria and is an ISIS sympathizer. He was shot in the leg by Boulder police and is currently in the hospital, where police say he is in stable condition. USA Radio News. Radio News. Radio News. Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition.
John, you know, I want to get people to get the big picture. Firstly, I don't get panicky. One of the things I've learned lately is I do, when I go to sleep at night lately, I used to watch the news, and I've decided lately I'm going to go back to what I did before. I play, Christian music at night. There's point in this. I turn on in the morning, I can get the news in about 5 minutes because they say the same things. Terrible thing happened in Colorado. They don't talk about the fact that the guy's name was we call Muslim. Where he went crazy. Why did he go crazy? We don't know. They probably have some history on this guy already after a couple of days. Killing those people. He actually tried to travel to Boulder to cause all this death and destruction in this grocery store. You have to wonder what's behind this. Now, I honestly believe that most people that kind of flip and do mass murders, there's probably something going wrong with them for months or years beforehand. You don't need a red flag law. You need red flag people to basically say, I think that somebody should actually go and talk to this guy and see if they need to be administered to a facility for 48 hours to find out if they're crazy. And if so, get a certification to actually make sure they get actually treated. I would guarantee you that if we simply had active relatives, friends, and people that knew this guy, that he would have probably been put into a facility just like the kid that went crazy a year or so ago and killed all those people in Florida at that high school. We had lots of people, the school people themselves, the social workers, the people who already actually had, previous events that happened with the police where he was called because of activity. Why do we need red flag laws? No, we don't. We need red flag people. And you don't take away guns from regular citizens, you take them away from maniacs. For example, if we made sure that in Chicago, where they have a lot of murders, they have one of the most involved states that basically has banned guns from regular citizens. No wonder crime is big, because criminals get guns, but regular citizens can't.
That's right.
One of the first things I would do, because women are usually better shot with a handgun than a male, I would take the old, black grandmas and the Hispanic grandmas and so on, and living in the poor areas of districts where their murder is usually black on black in Chicago, I train these black mamas and I give them a free gun. And I train them up to know how to operate that gun. Now, I would start off with a non-lethal weapon, or give them things like, you know, a Spider-Man, we call net gun, you know, they can hit them and wrap a net around them. But,
yes.
the pepperball.com is one of the best places to get the non-lethal weapons. And if you're within 150 yards and hit somebody with a non-lethal weapon, they're not going anywhere. You can literally, at that point, take a bunch of zip ties and a baseball bat, and that's all you need when you're down there, because they can't see a damn thing or shoot anybody. You can baseball bat them to the ground and then tie them up, okay?
Yes. By the way, there was a similar program in Chicago years ago, which was almost verbatim as to what you just alluded to.
Right. And to me, it's like, why do we make this complicated when really, and you don't have to dramatically increase the police because we're stretching the police too far. What the police should be doing is not giving people stupid fines for not having a taillight and this kind of thing. What we should do is the police should actually be interdicting when they have to be interdicted, or when we have to actually, you know, stand down at home. Like, they want to send in a social worker to deal with a violent criminal who's probably on drugs or alcohol or whatever and crazy? No. That would be a lot of dead social workers. What you want to do is you want to hit them with a non-lethal weapon, and I'm very creative to give them non-lethal weapons, which would hit a general area. If you hit, let's say, four or five people trying to come in your home with a non-lethal pepperball gun, they're not going to see for hours or days. They're going to scream their bloody head off, and then you simply, you can hit them with something. If you want to hit them with something non-lethal, the best weapon is a shotgun. Better than AR-15, we have to be very accurate with your shots, because if you don't hit them and you really piss them off, they're going to come back and kill you.
Yep.
Whereas you hit them with a shotgun, they'll be screaming their bloody head off because they got so many shots in them. There's no way they're going to be doing anything to you or anybody else. And you don't have to be accurate in your shooting, because if you shoot in the general direction, those pot shots are going to get them, right?
That's true.
In World War I, they actually made a statement that the best weapon for trench warfare would be a multi-shot shotgun. Did you know that?
Yes, we've talked about that before.
Right, so I want people to understand. Now, the first weapon, I'd say within 150 yards, the first weapon should be a non-lethal weapon like a pepper ball. And then you should have other things. You should have, like, you know, let's say machetes, baseball bats, stun guns. If you went down there with a hand stun gun, I got one in my bathroom. If you had a hand stun gun and somebody's already been, you know, pepperballed, go down there and hit them with a stun gun, and they drop them to the ground with a stun gun. It doesn't kill them, but make sure that by that point you can easily zip tie their hands together and not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, you know, once this happens to a bunch of criminals or people who are out of control, they're not going to go to people's homes that are basically, basically pepperball them and stun them, or it's like hell, and then haul them off their sorry asses to, say, the police or the military. Now, what we have to do is we have to stop kind of tolerating stuff. The first way to do that, to me, is don't expect your politicians to do it. You do it. You get that how to win in court course and stop whining. We had one guy last week, finally, and we heard this on the show, he got the course. But you see, on average week, I have anywhere from 60 to 70 people who actually look at that course, because I get a report on it. But yet, they don't do it. Why? Well, they think somebody else is going to do it. Deagle's going to do it, right? Or John W. Springer's going to do it. No, it's you out there. If you're worried about what's going on in your state or your local area, and you don't want to be forcing what's called, you know, that race theory, you know, like what do they call that, critical race theory. I mean, this is bullshit technology for mind control crap to get rid of the idea that there's a man and a woman that are separate, need separate bathrooms and so on, and men can't be in women's sports. And they want to increase racism rather than decrease it. Our country is based on the idea that everybody should have equal opportunity, and that doesn't matter whether you're Chinese or black or white or whatever. If you're good in the scores, you should become a doctor or an engineer or whatever. And we should help people so they can afford to actually go to college and get those things done. We can help them financially. Say, if we got somebody that's smart, let's help them. Let's not hold them back. You know, what I see going on is basically we try to hold people back rather than letting them, you know, work hard and do things. And I personally think that people should also evolve. When I talked to my brother the other day, who's 63, he's a pharmacist in London, Texas.
Yes.
And he said, his job, he worked often, he's a night pharmacist. He said, your job's getting boring. I said, look, he's been there for years. I said, mutate, you know, get into something else. He said, well, you know, I can get drugs from Canada one-third the price. I said, sell other drugs one-third the price to people online. do something, provide a service to somebody that you like to do that gives you time so you can go golf or play music or have a life. Be positive, be of service to other people. I said, I don't believe in retirement. To me, the retirement is the back of the shovel. But evolve. Evolve your life to something that's much more positive and not so controlling. For example, if I was in practice, one of the reasons why I won't apply for a California license, I'd have to support vaccines or they delicense me and they discipline me. I don't want to have them knocking down my door and say, Dr. Deagle, you don't support vaccines. Of course I don't support vaccines. They're nuts. Right? All vaccines.
Yes.
Vaccines are bad. The only ones I think might be positive would be pneumonia vaccine and the tetanus if you don't screw with it. But the one that they did even in the Kenya Doctors Association with a tetanus shot where they put things to attack the trophoblast of pregnancy so women would become sterile. Now, I got this information first when I went to Zurich, Switzerland in 97, and people think, well, that's crazy, Deagle. They didn't do that. Yes, they did. In fact, the Filipinos and the South Africans actually sued the Gates Foundation, these vaccine companies, because they actually were in the International Court of Justice to show that they were actually causing sterility. Coming with a tetanus shot, or what happened is with the Gates Foundation in India, they either ruined the health of 500,000 Indian girls by these various vaccines they were bringing into India. That's Gates, okay?
Yes.
So you got to understand, these guys are very rich criminals, and they get away with stuff that they put on their freaking smirky face, and they got connections to politicians. I call them many bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
The only way to keep them honest is that we have to have proselytic connections. We can get their choke chain, grab their home or their property, or sue them personally, and then things change. I'm going to be honest with you, file suits just to get an audience with, say, Newsmax or Fox News or with Donald Trump, because I think in the next, say, 6 months, Trump's going to come back. But if he comes back with no proper advice, he'll be worse than Biden, even, believe it or not, because Biden's just limping along.
I concur, absolutely, Dr. Deagle.
If Trump comes back with old advice, he's going to screw things up. He may strengthen the border and do other things, but he's going to screw up by pushing vaccines into the big surge of cases, because he's going to believe these assholes and what they're doing, okay? That's the problem.
Well, hopefully...
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212. Yeah, let me go over here and play this here.
Lawsuits that are being filed to try to stop this, and quite frankly, Alex, the FDA and the CDC have violated 3 areas of federal law to be able to authorize this emergency use of this shot at all. First of all, there are other therapies that can be used to treat this infection. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, high-dose vitamin C, zinc, D, all of those things can treat it and prevent it. The second thing is, in order to get an emergency use authorization, the product that you're giving emergency use to without any studies or long-term studies at all has to be safer and less deadly than the infection itself. We know
that's not true, so got your comments, John. I mean, it's so damn, you know, right in your face you have a mass murderer here. Basically, I call it mass vaccinogenocide. Yep. You like that term? Vaccinogenocide.
Now, I have a question for you. It would seem to me by now that even the pharmaceuticals, the companies that produce the pharmaceuticals like Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson know that it is not a vaccine and state that is not a vaccine, that they are no longer immune from prosecution. But I haven't heard of one single against these companies yet.
That's not true. And I think it's talking about New Mexico is actually suing against forced vaccination. And one of the statements they make in their statement is that these aren't vaccines. Most of the suits that are going on in Europe have identified that these are not by statute vaccines at all. They're a form of chemotherapy, which in fact they're developing these chemo things for cancer. And they decided to spin it off. For example, Moderna was going to develop their spin-off so it was actually going to take antigenic modification of cancer. So they would go in and modify cancer cells so the cancer cell would commit apoptosis or die. So what you have to understand is these basically, they dumped a lot of the hoops, didn't even do animal studies, and then they called them vaccines when they're not, so they could use the 1980 statute that they're vaccines, so they have the 1990s court ruling that vaccines are omitted from liability from killing you or ruining your health. So the fact is these are not vaccines. They're, I call, chemo shots. They're chemotherapy.
And they are not exempt from prosecution, and therefore people who have lost loved ones should be able to sue the pharmaceutical.
Well, I think they should do it on pro se litigant. I mean, if you've lost, and I'm sure there are people listening that have had either themselves injured or they've had a lost relative. Or now with this doctor coming up with a statement that they had the vaccine after they had the flu, because now I believe there's some validity there. If you had, say, within 90 days, and all of a sudden your relative took it, and then they had a heart attack or stroke or died, I just spoke to Jonathan, my guy that I work with, Ecological, and he told me about a friend of his that basically within a week after they took the shot, this person all of a sudden had an explosive cancer that took off like a rocket. Well, they probably had the cancer sitting there waiting to take off, and once they actually had the shot, the cancer exploded. So now he's dying of this cancer within a week after taking the shot. So you have to understand, if you have a nascent disease underlying it, you're going to get really in trouble. If you've got, say, abnormal proteins in your brain that are going to make early dementia, it's going to complete that process and speed it up dramatically. Or if you're ready to have a vascular event in your heart and you're ready to block off an artery, bye-bye, heart attack time is going to happen, okay?
Right. But again, I'm almost certain that the reason behind this doctor wanting to be interviewed by Tucker was based on the fact that this will help let the pharmaceuticals off the hook in terms of...
Well, they're gonna blame the actual doctors for not, should have known better, not vaccinating people that were had recovered from the illness. And it was caused by applying a perfectly good vaccine that would be a good thing to do to protect you, which is no evidence of that at all. It increases antibodies to the spike protein. It doesn't increase Th2 macrophages that can kill the virus. So the virus can be a carrier state and can affect you or cause harm to you, but there's no indication that these vaccines actually stop harm from happening.
Yep.
So he's lying, and he's doing it to cover up another way of covering the vaccines by saying, hey, you're creating an alternate strain. One of these immunologists in Belgium is talking about this. Or now they're saying, if you take the vaccine and you shouldn't have taken it within, say, 90 to 180 days, you're going to get a bad inflammatory reaction with bullshit, okay? Yes, there may be some truth to that, but the fact that it doesn't affect it absolves the fact that the vaccines are freaking dangerous.
Right. Regardless of what he said, what I fear is that by this coming fall, there will be many cases of people...
Right, but whether Biden's in there or Trump, I expect the experts to then say, we think we have an emergent strain that's now causing trouble. Now we have to go back to lockdowns, and we have to give you another vaccine, and now we have to make it mandatory. I have reports that July 1st, all our military are going to be forced vaccinated. Now, if you start making sick military and you have to deploy them, let's say, to a war in the South China Sea or the Middle East, and now you get 40% of them here having excessive inflammatory reactions because we all over-vaccinate our troops anyway. I remember one guy told me when he got his vaccine for the Amerithrax, the one for Anthrax, he said it was like being kicked across the room by a donkey after he said his shoulder was so short. And this is a guy that was so tough. He would carry a 90-pound backpack and a night vision scope after he fell down a wire from a helicopter to run 90 miles through the mountains. And then he would actually deploy as a sniper, okay? And he said it was so bad he couldn't sleep for a freaking week because he had this shot in his shoulder for the Amerithrax, okay? And that was one where they do have pegylated ethylene glycol. It was made in Michigan. This is the one they gave to Saddam Hussein to make sure his troops could be vaccinated. So when they're releasing weaponized anthrax sprayed over the population of the Iran and the area of the Iran-Iraq border, it would kill millions of Iranians because they were outnumbered by 12-1 compared to Iraqis. So you have to understand what's going on here is pretty hoo-ha. And most of it's actually inside America. We are the deep state. We are the beast. It's not China. It's not Russia. In fact, if anything, if there's some level of rationality between us and Trump and, say, for example, Putin's not perfect, okay? He's dangerous. And neither is Xi. Xi wants his country to survive. Well, basically, if they continue playing the games that the extreme communists are playing in China, their economy is going to be deep sixed, okay? Because other corporations will no longer share data with them or technology, and China will die. They'll just move their company to Vietnam or somewhere else, Japan or elsewhere. So people have to understand here, you can't be a badass like this too long, and that includes China and whatever, and Russia as well. You're stupid giving technology to crazy Iranians that want to start the war for the Mahdi to show up by starting a thermonuclear war. This is stunned, okay? And the Russian leader's doing this, and I'm sure it's not just Putin. He's probably got a bunch of leaders pushing him because they drink too much vodka and are crazy as shit.
Well, not all of them are crazy. I'll tell you, some of them are almost as good as I am at...
No, they understand that, but the problem is perspective. They may be smart, but perspective is they don't understand the technology America has. America also works with what's called the Galactic Federation. Now, people don't know this. It's coming out in Tucker Carlson. I know all of this, okay? When you see all these space vehicles, they're going to have a big report on June 1st, that's just a couple months from now, about the U.S. Air Force and all these different agencies coming free about the aliens. These are other galactic federated allies of the United States and the world that are on our side. There's also bad guys, too. And the Galactic Federation is about to expunge the Earth of evil. That's called the Rapture. The Rapture is actually the Galactic Federation coming with God to kill off those who are destroying the human race, because, believe me, Gates and his maniacs want to destroy the human race and turn the remaining amount into sterile cyborgs. And the Federation is fully aware of this, the Galactic Federation. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Now, you might call them angels. They're not. They're actually beings, both human and non-human beings, that are fully aware. They're godly, and they're not going to put up with this crap, and they're not going to allow them to destroy the human race on planet Earth. Now, people may not want to believe this, but this transcends above your so-called religion. You see, when God comes back to Earth, do you think there'll be religion? Of course not. You have the full knowledge of the Creator God. You don't need religion. Religion is a way of substituting adequate knowledge.
Yeah, it's been
the reason that the Pentateuch is the crystallization of God speaking directly to Moses, giving him direct knowledge. And there were some minor prophets afterward, but they misinterpreted. When Jesus would say things, they couldn't understand it. But if they went back to the Pentateuch, it was the answer to questions that Jesus was raised on the Mount of the Olives. So people need to start grasping the fact that our God is God. He's in control, and he's not going to let this crap happen to us. But we need to get back locally to control our world and stop these people. Sue them, control them, prep yourself, don't get vaccinated, take natural supplements. The day of relief is coming. Firstly, if Trump comes back, if I have to, I'll sue him to talk to the bugger, okay? He's not going to get away with avoiding me like he did 4 years with me trying to send letters to you and not talking to me directly. One way or frickin' another, whether it's the news media or whatever, I'm going to force them and the news media to discuss things with Deagle, because I have the answers and the solutions for every frickin' problem we have. God's just selected me like Moses to say I do know the outline of exactly what needs to be done to fix every problem, environmental, geopolitical, and financial. And our God is God. He's not letting us go loose into that valley of destruction.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.